The audio content you're about to listen to is created by Submissive Shy Goth. All rights reserved. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm really glad you could make it. So, tell me what's going on. I've kind of heard that you haven't been sleeping super good lately. And I don't know, a couple people were saying you, like, I don't know, it just doesn't sound like you're doing too hot. Do I have that right? Well, okay. I have the best sleep cures ever. We can start with a couple of movies and some popcorn. And before bed, a big cup of tea. Those things all really help me. That and cuddling my cute kitten who is here at your disposal. I think with all those things, we can probably, you know, fix you up. And, you know, you can stay on my spare bed for a couple of days if you need. I know it's kind of been a rough go of it, and you know me, I love the company. So, why not stay over? And we'll figure out how to get you right to sleep. Does that sound nice? Great. So, for the first movie, I know you know I'm kind of a nerd for animation, but I really wanted to check out The Wild Robot. Do you want to watch it with me? Yeah, it was like a crazy expensive rental, but it's worth it, trust me. So, let's give it a go. Oh my god. That was like the best movie ever. Definitely the best kids movie I've seen in a fucking minute, right? God, that shit was so cute. And I don't know his name, but I love the dude who plays the beaver. He's like in, oh, what the fuck is it called? The Vampire Show. It was really fucking good. Yeah, Matt Berry. That dude's fucking hilarious. No, totally a huge, huge fan. So why don't you go ahead to the guest room? It's right over there. And I'll make you some tea and I'll come by with a few extra blankets. The bed's already made, but, you know, just in case you're cold or you need the extra weight. Ooh, speaking of which, I actually have a great weighted blanket if you'd like that. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Are you comfy yet? Is this not the best, most low-lit room you've ever seen? And you wouldn't know it yet, but when you turn out the lights, the curtains are blackout curtains. This is going to be the perfect environment for you to fix your sleep. I am going to do everything in my power to make sure that you finally get some good sleep because you deserve it. You are way too hard on yourself. Everybody knows it. You're just, you're so good to everyone around you and in our friend group and me. And, you know, what kind of friend would I be if I didn't make sure that when you need it, you feel supported and like someone's here for you? So yeah, what do you usually do to like get sleepy and fall asleep? Other than the dirty stuff. Like, how many pillows do you sleep with? Are you more of a blanket guy or like a top sheet guy or a duvet kind of a guy? You tell me. I'm gonna make it the perfect place to sleep. Yeah, I got it all. Do you want to try the weighted blanket first? Okay, great. You know, personally, I, when I'm really, really having trouble sleeping, I make a nest. Yeah, a nest. It's like, well, it's, you know, I make like a little circle of pillows and I tuck all of my blankets under them and I curl up in the middle and bury myself. It makes me feel cozy. I did it a couple times as a kid and it's something I do when I'm having a rough time. I like nesting. Yeah, it's comfy. I won't make you try that, but you want to try? Well, what about the weighted blanket? I really think that would help most, much more than my silly nest. Okay, we can build a nest. Here, I'll show you. You're lucky I have a big enough bed, otherwise we'd do this on a floor, like when I was a kid. Okay, so here, pass me that pillow, and we're just going to build out like a circle like this. Yeah, no, it's like literally a nest. Yeah, and then we take the blankets and we just plop them in the middle. Yeah, not so complicated. And you tuck it under the heavier pillows. And then you have a little nest to crawl into. So crawl in, you first. Well, you're not just going to have a nest without me. We can curl up together. Sometimes I find sleeping's a lot easier if somebody is there with me. Body warmth is nice. Skin to skin, it's relaxing. Come on. Okay. And where do you want me to get in? Comfy. I'll crawl in. Just give me a little space. Hello. Tight squeeze, huh? Come here. I can cuddle you. That was fine. It's easier to sleep holding somebody. Or even better if somebody's holding me. Yeah. No, it's okay. You can rest your head on my chest if you'd like. Does that sound nice? Yeah. Oh, very comfy. It's nice being comfy with you like this. I'm sorry that you have so much trouble sleeping. You don't deserve that, you know? Yeah, you're super sweet. No, really. I think you're great. I think it's great you pursue shit that you care about. And I don't know, I think you're really hot. And that any girl would be lucky to have you, you know? Yeah, I think you have a sexy neck. I hope it's okay that I'm giving little kisses. I don't know if I'm being weird. Okay. I like your chest too. Kissing your stomach gets you kind of twitchy. It's really cute. This feline is sexy. Can I kiss here? Yeah. fuck. I like that. is sexy and pretty. A little intimidating. And I like how you moan when I kiss it. And how your dick twitches. No wonder you can't sleep, huh? Oh, yeah? Lick your stomach. I can do that. You're so cute. You don't have to get all red. I don't mind, really. Fuck, this really gets you going, huh? And besides, I do think you have a little definition on your abs. You're way too hard on yourself about it. Yeah, I do mean it. Little licks and kisses, dragging my tongue all over your tummy. Fuck. Let's see this dick again. It's twitching like it wants something. Yeah, you like when I rub your stomach while I suck your dick. Oh God. I love swallowing this cute dick. Such a sexy body. I love your shape. I love how your dick feels in my mouth. Oh God, I flung a little spit at you, I'm sorry. Fuck, you look so sexy when you laugh. You always look handsome. Even when your poor sleep-deprived ass needs me to cuddle you to sleep. Yeah. You get harder. Oh, when I rub your stomach. Fuck. Yeah, you know what else, obviously. Nice orgasm. Oh. You could have warned me you were gonna come. Oh, but that's okay. Come here. Let me hold you. You can use my chest like a pillow. Listen to my voice and my heart. You're great. I wish you could see how great you are. You're handsome and you're funny and you're dedicated and sweet. You should really, you know, care about yourself and treat yourself well. Shit, I mean, treat yourself how you treat me, right? I think you deserve all of those things. You're a super sweetheart. And I really, really appreciate you. And I love how you look, and how you sound, and how you smile, and just everything, okay? So, maybe after a nice nut and a little bit of affection, and knowing how much I care, maybe you can sleep a little bit easier tonight. And I'll stay here with you until you do. Okay?
Hey, if you made it this far in the audio, leave me a comment and let me know what you liked. It really, really helps.